You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
But I will anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Some kind of?
Can I get a witness? Is she really? Yeah. Okay, we're going to listen to the whole song?
Yeah, we're not going to listen to the whole song.
Okay.
We could.
It's John and Gordy taking your calls, 855-752-4842. John, I know you're a big fan, and so am I, of the All-American Rejects. Great band. They're from Oklahoma.
Been around for a long time. I've been following them. Yep. I'm willing to hit the road and see every concert.
Well, you know, they are coming to the Wisconsin State Fair at the Bank 5-9 main stage, and they are going to be there August 13th.
Wow.
But make your plans now, because you could win tickets from us. It's the Beat the Box Office giveaway, and we are giving away tickets before they go on sale. The sale,
really?
Yes, they go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., but we've got tickets now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how do you win those tickets? Well, you could text us. The key word is MOVE. So text us the key word. It's MOVE, M-O-V-E. If you would like to see the All-American Rejects at the Wisconsin State Fair, again, that concert is coming up August 13th at 7:30. We've got those tickets.
And is this statewide contest? Anybody
this
can...
is a statewide contest.
So anybody, as long as
wow.
we're not employees.
That is correct, Aaron. You have got it. You're a big fan of the All-American Rejects, aren't you?
I actually am.
Do you?
I listened to them a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
So...
they've been around a while. They've been around for about 20 years or so, maybe a little more, from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a rock band.
You've definitely heard some of their songs.
Have I? Yeah, you probably sung a few at the coffee shop when you...
well, we're giving away,
know.
Again, a pair of tickets, and you can text us right now. If you would like to get in on this, then we will draw the winners. We'll have a winner every day this week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, MOVE is the key word. MOVE.
MOVE.
M-O-V-E. You can download the Civic Media app. It's free to download, free to use. Text us the word MOVE, and you are in on the chance to win a tickets to the All-American Rejects, again, at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Bank 5-9 main stage, August 13th at 7:30 p.m.
Right? For the kids.
For the kids.
Right.
I think adults are also in.
Nah, so, well, you know, you just send your kids in and you leave them. You come back
just
later.
Just drop them
on.
Off. And
hope that they're there
hope
when
to
you
pick
get
them
back.
Up when you get done. Okay.
Jean from North Carolina wanted to say that she thinks it's a genius idea to cut government health care until we all get it.
Yes.
That's because I came up with it, of course. Thank you, Gina. Appreciate that. I don't want to treat my own whistle here, but I'm glad you did.
Okay.
All right. Well, good enough. Now, let's get to Jake Tapper. Should we get to Jake Tapper's little thing?
Jake Tapper was talking to Christy Noem, wasn't he?
You got it, my friend.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is kind of a big story, you know, because of what Christy Noem said. You know, they continue to... watch some other video, insisting that they're watching the same video we are.
Ah, okay.
The rest of America is watching. They're watching something else. You know, you can't really be that partisan, so partisan that you actually see something different in reality than everybody else in the country. But for some reason, they are. So this is Jake Tapper, Christy Noem, and this is what happened. Cut 174.
Yeah.
All right. This is it.
You've also been criticized for your comments. The shooting, we should note, was Wednesday at 10:37 a.m. Eastern. Just over 2 hours later, the Department of Homeland Security put out a statement definitively asserting what had happened, defending the ICE agent, accusing Renee Good of domestic terrorism. That's a characterization that you reiterated in a press conference. half an hour later. Now, Republican Senator Tom Tillis said, quote, "It was very unusual to have a senior law enforcement official to draw a conclusion about an event where the scene was still being processed. Generally speaking, law enforcement would recognize that a life was lost, that families are changed forever, the shooter's life will change forever. We're collecting video, we're trying to assess the situation." Why did you not wait for an investigation before making your comments?
Well, everything that I've said has been proven to be factual.
No.
The truth. This administration wants to operate in transparency. I have responsibility as the Secretary of Homeland Security to know this information as soon as possible. Had just been in Minneapolis the day before, had already had conversations with officers on the ground
and
supervisors and knew the facts and decided that the department and the people of this country deserve to know the truth of the situation of what had unfolded in
Minneapolis.
That's not
the truth.
With all due respect, Secretary, the first thing you said was, quote, "What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow.
Correct.
Because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis.
That didn't happen.
They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle." That's not what happened. We saw what happened.
It absolutely is what happened.
No!
Those officers had been out in enforcement action. A vehicle had been stuck. They had come to help get that vehicle out. That's when this individual started blocking traffic for minutes and minutes.
You said that the woman attacked them and surrounded them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
Blocked the road for a long time and was yelling at them and impeding a federal law enforcement investigation. And that's what you need to focus on, Jake, is they were breaking the law by impeding and obstructing a law enforcement operation. They were breaking the law already.
They were not, actually. And she was letting cars go in front of her and behind her.
Yeah.
She wasn't blocking too much at that point.
And they had asked her to move along,
yes.
And she was attempting to do that.
Exactly. And the cars were moving through that area. They weren't stuck in the snow or immovable, stuck on ice. None of that happened. And she didn't confront them like that in any way, shape, or form. All right, now let's listen to what her response is, which is really unbelievable. just a blank stare. But let's listen to her response when Jake Tapper brought up January 6th. And
I want to ask a question about the rules of how law enforcement is allowed to engage when feeling threatened, per your assertions. Because I want to show some video to you right now and ask, what is the appropriate response for the police officers in this situation? Those are law enforcement officers being physically attacked. By this standard, would any of those officers be justified in shooting and killing the people causing them physical harm?
Every single situation is going to rely on the situation those officers are on. But they know that when people
What's
are putting
mean?
Hands on them, when they are using weapons against them, when they are physically harming them, that they have the authority to arrest those individuals.
The president
make sure
pardoned
that
every single one of those people.
And make sure that they're getting justice for their actions going forward.
President Trump pardoned every single one of those people.
And every single one of these investigations comes in the full context of the situation on the ground. And that's one thing that President Trump has been so focused on, is making sure that when we're out there, we don't pick and choose which situations are and which laws are enforced and which ones aren't. Every single one of them is being enforced under the Trump administration. And the clarity of the law stands. And if people don't like it, these members of Congress and elected officials should go change the law and make sure they have that debate and policy change.
I just showed you video of people attacking law enforcement officers. Undisputed proof, undisputed evidence. And I just said President Trump pardoned all of them. And you said that President Trump is enforcing all the laws equally. It's just not true. There's a different standard for law enforcement officials being attacked if they're being attacked by Trump supporters. We just saw that.
This individual and these instances and these investigations all have to be taken and done correctly in context of every situation that is happening
that
on the
means
ground.
Nothing.
So what we are doing today
as
the Department of Homeland Security is out there
salad.
With our law enforcement officers making sure that we're targeting the worst of the worst and that we're talking factually about each situation and making sure that
You're
we're
not.
Bringing those perpetuators of violence back to justice, bringing them to justice and making sure they face consequences for their crimes. We'd love to have the partnership of Mayor Fry. We'd love to have the partnership of the Chief of Police and of Governor Walz every day when we're out there to make sure they tone down the rhetoric and they do the right thing for the people.
There it is. It's the It's the rhetoric that's causing all of this, right?
Yeah.
Just word salads. And, of course, gaslighting. Mm-hmm. Can't forget that. Now, they did talk about Jonathan Ross, the individual who shot Renee, and Tapper played this clip of Ross saying a very nasty thing about Renee after he actually shot her.
Right.
So let's listen.
Yeah.
Two, I want to play this moment from the officer's cell phone video.
Get out of the car.
Whoa!
Bitch.
Is that Agent Ross's voice calling Renee Good a f***ing bitch?
I can't determine which one it is, but it could be, sir.
It could be, sir. It could be.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, of course, Christy Noem had to focus on the mayor's rough words for ICE. Let's check that out, 172.
Doing a disservice to the officer by reaching a conclusion before the investigation takes place.
I haven't heard you say once what a disservice it's done for Mayor Fry to get up and to
tell ICE
to get the F out of his city. And AOC to stand up before she had any of the facts and call this officer a murderer. For individuals, well, call them out, Jake. Spend as much time calling them out.
Okay.
I have provided you with facts and information to back up every single word that we have said and every single part of this investigation. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But we're going to continue to do the right thing to keep the American people safe.
Oh, if you don't like it, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, so it is the language of the mayor, of course, that she's focusing on there. And you know, this heated rhetoric has just got to stop. just, you know, it makes you angry just thinking about what she's saying and her attitude. During the entire interview, she answered none of the questions.
Right.
She stuck to a story that we all can see is completely lie. I don't know even where to go with that, except, you know, we're supposed to spend equal time criticizing the mayor for using the F word as we are, as you know, as criticism for, you know, doing what they did, ICE agents in Minneapolis. So, you know, each we have to balance that out. It's got to be equal time. We got to criticize the mayor a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, we all saw what the mayor saw. We all feel the way the mayor feels, and that's pretty much except for some of the MAGAs out there who obviously don't watch the videos. They simply want to take the word of the administration and believe everything the administration says. You know, Jonathan Ross, the car didn't hit him. He pushed off with his arm, with his hand. I remember he was touching the car.
Yeah.
And he was keeping his balance on there, and he pushed off on that, and that's what it looks like. The car actually hit him. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
He pushed off, and he shot three times.
And Morning Joe showed that video, and they and you can see it actually on their website, but they did an outline of the three shots and did an outline of where Ross was
standing
of those shots.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see that he's in front or to the side of the car.
Exactly.
Just off to the side. All right. 19 minutes past the hour. Coming back with more of your calls and John and Gordy right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy's Playground. We welcome you to the sandbox.
Sure.
Kicking a few ideas around here.
You can give us a call or send us a text. Download the Civic Media app and text us. Or call us at 855-752-4842.
All right.
By the way, if you're interested in going to the All-American Rejects, they're playing at the Wisconsin State Fair Bank 5-9 Main Stage. And that's happening August 13th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but we've got tickets to give away every day this week. A pair of tickets. If you text in the keyword, MOVE is the key word today, M-O-V-E. You'll be in on that contest, and if you're the winner, we will contact you.
So if you've been on social media, you've probably seen a lot of confrontations between ICE and the public.
Yeah,
they're out there just kicking ass, basically. They're pulling people out of cars while they're filling their cars up with gas, pushing people around. The one that really stunned me was the guy was recording one of the ICE agents. He pushed him. The ICE agent pushed the guy recording him. Then he backed up, and then the ICE agent attacked him. And then when they attack somebody, five or six other ICE agents join in and pile on.
Yeah.
And that's what they've been doing it all this time, actually. So, I mean, that's what you're seeing on a regular basis here. Now, I don't know. I know they sent 50 more ICE agents into Minneapolis to add to the 1,000 already there causing this mayhem. Well, I don't know where Tim Walz is on this, but he threatened to bring out the National Guard. Why don't we listen to Cut 167 here? This is Tim Walz. Oh, and podcaster David Pakman is talking about it. Listen.
From the federal government. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We do not need any further help from the federal government.
All right. This is a major escalation. But it's a necessary one. There are those who are immediately saying, why is Tim Walz raising the temperature? Folks, Trump's goons came in, shot a woman three times through her window and windshield, killing her, and Trump went online and said it seems like self-defense. That's the escalation. When a governor like Tim Walz says we've got to prepare the state military forces to potentially battle federal agents because they are operating in ways that are dangerous or illegitimate.
Yeah.
We are not in normal territory.
We are not. And I don't know where they are, but things are getting so out of control in Minneapolis, it's ridiculous at this point. In fact, they're going to some extremes here. Why don't we check Cut 170 out? Every American needs to know that ICE can now track you. Let's listen.
Okay.
ICE can now draw a digital line around your neighborhood and see the location of every phone inside it. As thousands of federal agents deploy to cities like Minneapolis, an exclusive report from 404 Media reveals the surveillance tool they're using to hunt people down. It's called WebLock. Here's how it works. An agent draws a shape on a digital map, a city block, a workplace, or a protest site. The system instantly pulls up the history of every mobile phone that's been inside that shape. It shows where you sleep, where you work, and who you spend time with. It creates a pattern of life analysis to predict your next move. They don't need a warrant. They don't need a subpoena. They just buy the data from apps installed on your phone right now. Yesterday, an ICE agent shot and killed a U.S. citizen in Minneapolis during an operation. Today, we know they have the technology to watch the entire city without leaving their desk.
There you go. That's how easy it is. And now, of course, the report is out that there are drones.
Yeah.
They're going to be using drones under President Trump. We've entered in a whole new era of surveillance, probably in this country. DHS Program Executive Office for Unmanned Aircraft Systems and Counter-Unmanned Aircraft Systems. President Trump continues his historic legacy in developing American dominance in America.
Yeah,
so,
over Americans.
Yeah, this is way out of hand.
Yeah.
Let's listen to, let's not listen to that yet.
Got a couple of calls here lined up.
All right, let's go to caller. Yeah, let's go to Jack first. Jack, what do you got for us?
Jack in Merrimack. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. We have masked, unidentifiable, because there is no real badge or any ID.
Yeah.
Agents that can basically go anywhere. They grab people off the streets. They abduct them, hold them incommunicado, and, occasionally happen to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And Kristi Noem is saying, yep, Americans got to be safe. Boy, I'll bet everybody feels safer now.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it crazy saying that we're going to be safer under this kind of regime?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. More on edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for that. Let's see. We've got a minute here. Let's go to Dolores from Madison. Good afternoon, Dolores.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I was just listening to you guys about the new tactics of they can tracking us down through our cell phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was not too long ago that it was like an app that was like a two people were able to notify where ICE were,
was, yeah.
You know, around. Yeah. And then that's like the one of the judges or judge or something blocked it. They said it was not legal. Mm. So I'm wondering, did this the new software or device or things are doing, is it legal? I mean, for them to use it. I mean, if we cannot be able to use an app to let us know where ICE is, moving, why we can let them use or kind of track us?
Yeah.
Good question. Thanks for that call. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy after this.
Oh, yeah. Tracking our phones.
Mm.
Well, they've got drones. You're going to add those to Homeland Security.
Unbelievable.
This is an all-out assault on the American society.
Yeah, we're getting into George Orwell territory.
Yeah.
We're well into it.
When are they going to link in with all the Ring doorbells? Just take those,
right?
With
face recognition. Now.
Yeah.
Well, they already have a lot of cameras in many cities,
right?
That are AI powered with facial recognition.
Yeah.
Flock cameras is one of the biggest brands.
Flock.
That get rented out by police stations or departments around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just. The movie, One Battle After Another.
Mm, yeah.
Got a few Golden Globes.
Apparently so, yeah.
But the thing is, after seeing that movie, I was stunned. The stunning part for me was how easy it was for the military to find the people they wanted to find. That was an eye-opener for me. And I think a lot of that is based on actual...
circumstances
by the military, how they use their technology. And I just thought, wow, you can't really hide from the military. I mean, they've got your entire history, shopping, buying, travel, everything, all of it, your cell phone history.
I haven't seen that movie yet. Is it
it's
available
fantastic.
On
no,
Netflix?
Not yet.
Okay.
I thought it just went on streaming. I might be thinking of the wrong thing. I'll look.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little confusing because they have it on streaming, but you have to pay for it. They do tell you, it's streaming now.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I think it's on HBO.
Okay.
It is? No. Yeah, but you have to pay for it on HBO.
I can't tell without logging in.
All right. Okay. So we were talking about what's happened in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting. Tom Homan was asked about Jonathan Ross, the ICE agent who killed Renee Good, and he was feeling pretty sorry for him.
Really?
Yeah. So here it is.
I've seen today his face all over social media. He's been doxxed. People are threatening to kill him. So he's not good. He fears for him and his family. And again, let the investigation play out before you. No, say you want to execute this man, let the investigation play out.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
There's got to be, 100 videos out there. There's going to be witness testimony, body cam footage. So let's decrease the temperature here. Let the investigation play out. But this officer is not in a good spot emotionally for his family.
Is he upset about what took place?
Of course he is. I mean, any law enforcement officer who uses any sort of, I've been around a long time. Even if it's less lethal force, if you have to put hands on somebody and take them down, it affects you. And
not all the time. Not everybody.
I've never used lethal force personally. I can only imagine. I've based on my 40 plus years, I've never met an officer who had to use lethal force that felt good about it.
it's a terrible, terrible thing to go through.
Well, talk to Jonathan Ross, he can tell you. Let the investigation play out. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think the administration is letting the investigation play out.
Right.
So, but we're supposed to wait, let the investigation play out, and hear probably the same conclusion they've already drawn on the situation in Minneapolis.
And why would they not let the Minnesota officials
exactly
have their investigation if yes. they want to let the investigation play out? Maybe it'd be good to have
collaboration.
A different set of eyes looking at what needs to be investigated.
Exactly.
The local law enforcement officials.
Well, the Attorney General in Minnesota right now is speaking. We'll find out what he has to say a little bit later. I want to get to this cut. This is an attorney, his opinion about what needs to be done when the new administration takes over the Congress, and I anticipate that next year. So let's listen to Cut 177 here.
Lawyers are trying to fight back against ICE, but they've run into three kinds of serious obstacles. The first problem is the Supreme Court. In a decision in September, the court outrageously said that ICE agents can detain someone, quote unquote, briefly, it's not actually briefly, to find out if they're citizens, if a set of circumstances exist to give them, quote, reasonable suspicion that the person might not be documented. And that might not sound that bad on the surface, but it's actually extremely bad because the court then went on to say, in a short opinion by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, that if a person is speaking Spanish and looks like they're Latino, that might be enough as part of the totality of the circumstances to detain them. Now, that's a total violation of our basic equal protection principles. There's no way you could arrest somebody on the basis of their racial or ethnic profile. And yet the Supreme Court has said that that's permitted to ICE agents. Then there are the loopholes that the Trump administration is exploiting to enable ICE to do what it's doing. For example, ICE agents are supposed to have a warrant when they grab people up. But there's a provision of the law that says if they have reason to believe that you might flee and not be able to be captured by them, then they can grab you up without a warrant. There's also no law that explicitly says the ICE agents have to identify themselves. There's no law that says they can't wear masks. And so the Trump administration is taking advantage of these loopholes to perpetuate policies that nobody ever imagined would be in place previously in the United States of America. Finally, there's Congress. Congress could simply pass a law prohibiting ICE from doing the things that it's doing. They could say that they can't stop people on the basis of racial or ethnic profiling. They could say that ICE agents have to identify themselves. They could specify that ICE agents always have to use a warrant. And they have done exactly none of those things. So what can we actually do about ICE? We have to make ICE's conduct into a major issue in the 2026 and 2028 elections and pressure our elected officials and in particular Congress to make this a priority and change ICE's practices.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah. We're getting a bunch of texts in here.
We have a really good one here.
Yeah, from Matt in Windsor, who says, what the F happened to the Republicans as a whole? We need to blame them. This is the complete opposite of everything they've always preached as far as the force of the government against its citizens.
That's why we have guns.
Yeah, maybe it was just lip service all along.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And here's another comment. The reason they're not sharing the information is because this is federal? No, it isn't. It's not just federal. The federal government can go along with the state government and investigate this whole issue. It's not just one-sided. You don't just take them out and say, no, you can't have it. They are in this case. Normally, they would not do this. So we're not trying to make these things normal now. Call into question what's going on out there. Understand that.
And another comment here from Brett in Brown Deer. ICE has a budget larger than the Marines and the FBI, a secret service inside the country to target citizens. This is exactly what Viktor Orban did in Hungary. You can text us on the Civic Media app. You can also send us a voice note on the same app. You just press the button and send us a voice note on the app or give us a call, 855-752-4842.
Yeah, I'd like to see a show of hands who is on Tom Homan's side just lamenting how bad the ICE agent is feeling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, effing bitch doesn't really say it all.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
That, right. And then getting in your own personal vehicle and driving away.
Yeah.
Yes. Driving away from the scene, right. Which is not what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of research, by the way, on the fact that this is a tactic used even way back when, during the Obama administration, of agents getting in front of a vehicle in order to have the excuse of using force.
Yeah.
To be able to shoot people. They were doing it back during Obama. So it's a tactic they're using. And again, Ross wasn't in front of the vehicle. He was on the side of the vehicle. Yeah. So, but it's a tactic, and they're using everything they can, I guess, the American against the American public. I'm just stunned that this is happening.
Yeah.
You know, this is, again, just like our texter said, you know, we were supposed to use these guns that we have in this country against a tyrannical government. I don't know what that definition means exactly. Does it mean what we're going through now? Is it what we're seeing defined by the Trump administration in this case? I think so.
And there are those
I'm not
that are
saying get out the guns. I'm saying, isn't this the government you said you needed the guns to defend against?
Right. And some people are saying, well, there was a shot that went through the windshield, so that proves that he was in front of the vehicle. No.
No, it was in the corner of the
windshield. It's in the corner of the windshield, and the other two shots went through the driver's window.
Yeah.
So, you know, where's the logic there?
I know.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get to, you know, we touched on this earlier about the big meeting with the oil companies, okay? Now, I played one cut of ExxonMobil's CEO saying, you know, I'm not going in there. You know,
right. They don't want anything to do with it.
It's not good right now. Right. You know, you got a lot of changes to make first before we spend that kind of money going back in there. And for how much time? Are we going to be there for years or 1 year or 6 months? You know, these are all really good questions. But this, I thought, was another big slip by another CEO. Get this. This is cut 162. Let's listen.
Gratitude more so for the opportunity to return to Venezuela under the stability that I know that this team and your team are able to deliver. And so
when did you leave?
Huh?
When did you leave Venezuela?
As a company, we left under the sanctions in 2019. So we had intended to stay, and then when the sanctions went into place, we were required to leave.
Oh, yeah, those... Oh, those sanctions. The Trump sanctions against Venezuela.
Okay.
Wow. Right. You know, that turned everything upside down, didn't it?
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. To Lake Mills we go.
Nick.
This is Nick. Good afternoon, Nick. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I missed your show in the morning. I thought you were on, like, indefinite vacation. I always listen to me at, like, 6 a.m. on my way to work, and I'm like, oh, they must have got fired or...
No.
Anyways.
No, we're still here 2 to 5 every afternoon.
That's right.
Oh, beautiful. My big concern is, I wake up, I listen to the news in the morning, I come home, I touch base, listen to the news with my wife.
Yeah.
And it's always some kind of outrage. Callers call in, and it's this and it's that. And they're like, well, wait till the midterms. And I'm like, there ain't going to be no midterms.
Mm.
They're doing everything they possibly can to not have midterms, whether it's martial law, be involved in a war, some Republican guy bought the voting machines and all this other stuff's going on. And the only thing that makes sense is that they know they're going to get hammered in the midterms, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah.
And that tells me that they plan on not having midterms somehow.
Right.
And this seems to be the biggest issue of all, because what other remedy do we have as citizens?
Right.
If there is no midterm.
Right.
They got the guns, we got the numbers, but the numbers don't matter if they're not getting counted.
That's a really good point. Nick, yeah.
And they're doing everything they can to take people off the voting rolls, too.
And by the way, Nick, you have won the official Debbie Downer call of the day. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that call. Coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Dr. John.
Yeah. Yeah, it's John and Gordy in the afternoon, not in the mornings. So.
Right. Some people are just catching on. Yeah, we've moved to... 2 to 5 in the afternoon, and then it's Schwabba time from 5 till 8.
It was a difficult move. We had some heavy furniture. So,
yeah, there's a lot of furniture that has to be moved and rearranged. You know, you think you just have to do it once, but no, you got to do it almost every day now.
Every day. All right. If you watched the Golden Globes last night, Nikki Glaser is a great comedian. She's one of those edgy female comedians that just, you know, goes all out, says it all. And the Golden Globes were on CBS last night.
Yeah.
And
the Golden Globes are a little looser. You know, it's a little bit more.
They are
not formal at all. That's right. It's kind of fun.
In fact, I think they can get more credibility back. A lot of people were against them for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think because of its edginess last night, I think they're going to make some points, especially with Nikki as the host.
Yeah.
She went out and said this. Let's listen to her thing.
Okay. The Golden Globe for best editing goes to the Justice Department. Yes, congratulations. And the award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
We needed another.
Uh-huh. Like Fox, yeah.
Yeah, CBS, wow. What happened?
CBS News.
I know.
I just, you know, I'm not going to forget that.
Well, Tony DeCoppel did a puff piece on Marco Rubio, basically giving him
really?
5 minutes of, he does this job now, you know, because he's wearing so many different hats, and hats off to Mark Rubio. I was like, what am I watching here? This is not the old Walter Cronkite CBS.
Hats off to Rubio for spreading himself thin.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy stuff. I know it.
All right. We had somebody quote this earlier, and it's time to get to this piece.
Okay. What is this?
Trump's only limit on his global power is his morality and mind.
Oh, man.
So
This is over the top.
Yeah, this is...
He's lost his mind
completely. Interview with the New York Times, so I'll let you just listen to it.
Okay.
Do you see any checks on your power on the world stage? Is there anything that could stop you if you wanted to?
Yeah, there's one thing. My own morality... My own mind.
Oh, that's
the only thing that can stop.
And
that's what I'm good. I don't need international law. I'm not looking to hurt people.
Do you feel your administration needs to abide by international law on the global stage?
Yeah, I do. I do. But it depends what your definition of international law is. You mean in Greenland?
No. In Greenland,
that's because you needed to
start in the 1951 agreement, though. It says the United States can reopen these bases anytime you want. You can send as many troops as you want, and you haven't done it. How come?
Because I want to do it properly.
And properly means own it?
Really, it is. To me, it's ownership. Ownership is very important. You know?
Why is ownership important here?
Because that's what I feel is psychologically needed for success. I think that ownership gives you a thing that you can't do, whether you're talking about a lease or a treaty. Ownership gives you things and elements that you can't get from just signing a document that you can have a base.
Things that you can't get, like signage or, you know, Trump land or I don't know.
So is he admitting he has a problem where everything has to have his name on it?
Apparently.
He has to own it, and it has to have his name on it. Now, we talked about this before. I'm going to play it again. It's called Malignant Narcissism. This is psychologist Dr. John Gartner on Times Radio. Let's listen to the definition and tell me if this isn't Trump. Go ahead. Let's learn. This is cut 90. Cut 90.
All right. Do we have time for that?
I think we're in a hell of a lot of trouble. Us, America, but the world is in a hell of a lot of trouble because the most powerful man in the world is both evil and demented. He has the most severe personality disorder, actually, that a human being can have. It's called malignant narcissism. It was originally introduced by Eric Fromm, who escaped the Nazis, to explain the psychology of Hitler and other murderous dictators like him. It's actually not in the DSM. It's kind of a historically obscure diagnosis. But I happen to have studied with the person who was the world expert on malignant narcissism. And so early on when Trump was running for president in 2015, I recognized that this was essentially a meteor heading towards Earth. Because I knew just how destructive a malignant narcissistic leader can be to a country. And I saw it as potentially fatal to our country. And unfortunately, that seems to be potentially coming true. It has four components: narcissism, of course, but also psychopathy, or what we call antisocial personality disorder. So lying, breaking laws and norms, having no remorse for violating the rights of others. Also paranoia, and finally sadism. A lot of what he does is gleefully destructive and harmful. And it actually gives him enormous pleasure to hurt people and to destroy things.
There you go. Yeah, that pretty much says it all,
wow.
Doesn't it?
Yes. So that's okay. Like a meteor heading toward Earth.
That's wow. A little scary, isn't it?
I think that just about sums it up.
Yeah,
and
seems to be getting closer.
I have
closer.
Said this all along. You know, I was the first person in the entire country to declare Trump a dictator.
You were. I remember. I was sitting right here.
Yes, I'm waiting for that award. Yeah, I should get an award for that.
I don't know what they get you for that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
A plaque or
but
something.
But I'm also saying that because of malignant narcissism, he is a bad case of paranoia. And that paranoia is making him, I guess, wary of other countries, our partners in trade, everybody in the world, including every American in this country.
We see more evidence of it every single
day. It gets worse and worse and worse. I know. You hate that word. Worse. So do I.
Okay. News is next. We're back with more of John and Gordy after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.